How does somebody know that they have bronchiectasis? It's an uncommon presenting diagnosis. They must have been called or diagnosed more than likely with something else. Recurrent bronchitis or recurrent pneumonia or some other condition. How does a patient then understand that this really is bronchiectasis and they may really need specialized care?
That's a key question, actually. Many of these patients, because of the vagueness and the chronicity of symptoms, sometimes building up over, you know, years rather than weeks or months, are labeled as having COPD, smokers-related lung disease, even if they have or haven't smoked. They're often mislabeled as having asthma because, of course, they wheeze and cough, much like patients with asthma do. But the key concept is these patients have typically years' worth of symptoms, and they produce typically more sputum or more mucus from their lungs than your average patient with COPD or asthma. So they'll generally bring up a lot of green stuff from their lungs. And if you ask them to describe the volume, they'll tell you it's, you know, maybe a half a cupful per day, sometimes interspersed with blood, which is another key symptom, which typically people with asthma and COPD do not experience.
The diagnostic tests that you may do and kinds of treatments that you may prescribe, give us a glimmer of what kinds of things you do in your center.
Well, you know, we do quite old-fashioned things, which I teach my medical students. A good history is critical. How much do you cough? How much do you cough up in an average day? How long have you been coughing? When did symptoms start? A careful history, in other words. That can often really open the door for the key diagnostic kinds of tests that you might want to do. Physical exam can be relatively nonspecific, although there are some things we certainly look for in a physical exam. If I was to pick out one or two tests that are really important for the diagnosis, I would say gather sputum, send it to our laboratory for bacteria, germ, growth, various stains and so on, and a CAT scan. The CAT scan really has superseded virtually all other tests that were done prior to this because we have such an exquisitely good picture of the inside of one's lungs, particularly the airways and those pockets that I described earlier.
So when a patient first comes to this bronchiectasis center now at Metamont, what kind of questions do they ask you?
You know, many times they'll say, exactly as you've asked me over the last few minutes, what is this strange disease, bronchiectasis? What does it mean for me? Is it going to limit my life? Can you cure it? If not cure, what kinds of treatments can you give me? Is there anything that will improve my quality of life? I would like to be able to sing in the choir. I would like to be able to go on a subway without people saying to me, gee, you need to go and see a doctor, you may have TB. That kind of thing, that really bothers people. Sometimes they've lost weight and they just don't feel very well, which leads to, of course, you know, depression and that kind of thing. So often vague sorts of symptoms really punish these kinds of patients to the point where they are desperate for, if not cure, then at least something that will help them tolerate their life better.